May we always hold dear our connection to God and creation. Amen. I've come to look forward to Ash Wednesday and Lent, to see this time as an opportunity for self-reflection, a time to allow myself the grace and space to say, I'm sorry for hurts I may have caused, a time to reflect on what it means to be a mortal human being and what is eternal life. The ashes that will be on my forehead have come to symbolize for me humility and commitment to God and my community. The ashes to be smudged on my forehead are my reminder that I need forgiveness and that God loves me dearly, that God loves us all dearly. I believe this is what Matthew is trying to share with us. And I couldn't help but think of a dear friend of mine and my family who is in the last stages of his life. His health has been declining for the last 4 years. And as he enters into hospice, he wrote to all of his friends a beautiful letter sharing in his own way his goodbyes to us. He shared that he discovered a book 4 years ago called Dying Well, and he shared how profound an effect the book had on him. He shared that what he discovered was a way to live well in the last few years he had based on 5 precepts. Forgive me. I forgive you. Thank you. I love you. Goodbye. He then goes on to share how much this practice has enriched and strengthened all of his relationships and how it has given him a deep sense of peacefulness. Jesus is offering us the same challenge, to challenge these systems of honor and competition that Jesus was seeing in the local synagogues. Jesus is instead calling us to pray with authenticity, an authenticity that blurs the rigid lines of public and private life and piety, to ask ourselves, what are our motivations as we engage with prayer? What are our motivations for why we give and what we collect? To seek an authenticity which is derived from love and service, independent of acknowledgement or even of the final outcome, and unconcerned for who is to get the credit. Ash Wednesday and Lent asks us to think about how we see repentance and treasures. Do we only think about repentance as this weary, dreadful thing of let's look at everything we've ever done wrong? Or is it an opportunity for us to look at where we could have done things differently, make amends within our own hearts, and then mend the relationship where we may have caused hurt? Do we allow ourselves to accept forgiveness when it is offered by others? How do we share our love, our treasures, with ourselves and to others? And we are given in this day and this season of Lent 40 days to accept Jesus' invitation to reflect upon our inseparable relationship with God during a time of inward reflecting upon repentance and treasures. And like my friend, time to reflect upon living well and making restoration where needed, remembering to receive the same forgiveness when needed, to be grateful, and to spread love before we say our goodbyes. Ash Wednesday offers us entry into a time of self-reflection about what it means to be a mortal human being and what is eternal life. Ash Wednesday is a time to reflect upon the dirt on our foreheads, our commitment to God, and our commitment to community. The ashes to be smudged on our foreheads can be our reminder that we are all in need of forgiveness, and that God loves us all dearly. Amen.